The next time you belly up at your favorite watering hole and order a craft beer, remind yourself you're helping to create ripple effects across the economy. No, we're not just talking about bar tabs. Think farms.
We have a wide range of people who are starting to grow hops now, and some of those are people who have not been in the farming business at all, and others, I would say, it's not so much people are switching to hops, but they're diversifying their farm.
That's so. Steve Miller, a statewide hop specialist from the Cornell Cooperative Extension. A century ago, the state was growing 40,000 acres of hops, the largest producer in the nation. By 2011, there were only 50 acres growing statewide. That number has been growing annually in recent years, and breweries are driving hop sales in a big way.
1900, there were about 300 breweries in New York. By 80 years later, there were only about 20 or 30. So what's happened is that's turned around now, and we're up to over 200 breweries in New York, most of which are pretty small.
Josh Ketchery is watching the microbrewing craze from an excellent vantage point. He's front house operations director at the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, a regional pioneer in the microbrewing arena. The brewing pros at Pearl Street say for many beer drinkers, it's not just about grabbing a six-pack and watching a good football game.
People that like breweries and like craft brewed beers, they specifically seek out those places. Like, I'm one of them, so when I go to, let's say, Boston recently or New York, I specifically look for places that brew their own beer so I can try it.
Ketchery is convinced the growing popularity of craft beer can help to cultivate a new branch of tourism.
Where we can bring people from Toronto, from Cleveland, from New York City, give them a bunch of different breweries to go to for several days.
The real question, could the craft beer craze be a here-today, gone-tomorrow fad? Ketchery doesn't think so. In fact, he's convinced the industry can expand.
I think that it has not reached its peak yet. I think there's definitely room for growth. And how we incorporate our history with that and tourism with it is really going to dictate how big that market can be.
Meanwhile, local brewers have been doing their part to drum up business for other enterprises. Just ask Batavia farmer Ted Hawley.
The Buffalo Niagara Brewing Association has started up a movement called F2P, which is Farm to Pint. And we've started this movement in Western New York, and what it is local ingredients is being used in local beer.
Hawley's farm has expanded its barley crop. It currently devotes about 150 acres to meet its annual demand. Meanwhile, state officials have passed laws and eased restrictions, all aimed at growing the craft brewing industry. Steve Miller, that hops expert at Cornell, notes the goal is to make sure there's economic spinoff.
The farm brewers are required to use percentages of their hops, and their grains have to be grown in New York. They don't have to be growing them themselves, but they have to be grown by someone in New York. And right now that percentage is 20%. It goes up to 60% in 2019 and 90% in 2024.
A nonprofit trade group called the Brewing Association puts the economic impact at $2.9 billion in New York, the fourth highest of any state in the nation. That's a lot of growlers. Brian Meyer, WBFO News.